Hey guys, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Welcome indeed.
How are we?
Good.
Okay, we need to talk about the dinner situation tonight, Jade, because you've hoodwinked me. You said to me, you are holding a work dinner tonight that nobody else is going to except me.
Yeah.
You promised me a list of things from Woolies, nice brie cheese,
yes.
Olives, really nice snacks.
Marinated olives.
That's now turned into Bega Cube cheese and cabanossi and spuds. I'm not coming if I don't get
it. I can get it made to order. I'll have to give them a call.
Or you could just go in and buy those things like a normal person.
No, but it's cheaper to if they do it as a pack, you know?
We can cancel it. It's okay.
No. We're getting our $12 platter for two.
No, I'm happy to cancel. Like, I really am. I really am happy to cancel if it's too much hard work.
Big deluxe.
Well, I just have to put the spuds in the oven. I don't think you have to boil them before you put them in the oven.
Oh, yeah. How about we just do it when we get back from holidays?
No,
and we can all
this
go.
Is our little farewell dinner.
Yeah, well, we can all come to your house at some point.
No, you promised. It's about time
you kept your word. Something else as well to me, which was a great meal.
I haven't unpromised it yet because it's not even dinner time, so you don't know what I can pull together in 7 hours, 6 hours, 2 hours.
Really disappointing, Jade.
Krivo, do you see what he's doing right
now? He's winding you up.
Exactly.
And it's working.
You could have ordered these on time
yesterday. You act like you're a starving man, but like you're one of the biggest feeders I know.
I just think that you should have ordered the stuff.
I should start calling you Trophy.
Why?
Because you're like a pig's trough, you know, just filling up with all the slops.
I think you should take offence to that, Maddie.
Of course I do. This is why I love going to Krivo's for dinner, because he's just such a charitable host.
Oh, fuck off. How am I not charitable?
Oh, yeah, spuds with some cheese.
You know what?
Ungrateful.
Being grateful. There's starving people in the world, and here I am providing you with brie and crackers and spuds
cheese. We're back to the brie now.
Well, it's a part of the Heritage Double Brie, apparently, is a part of the platter that I've got to order, so.
That sounds good. Heritage Double Brie, you can't argue with that.
Do you not think he's been a little ungrateful?
If you just provide the spuds and one cube of cheese or something, then I think he's being reasonable.
So what are
If you actually get that platter, that's a perfectly acceptable platter.
I'd be totally thankful.
Yeah.
And can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
what are
sure.
we having with the spuds? Because potatoes an accompanying item. It's not really a main meal.
Just like Krivo, it's a surprise when you come round.
Is it vegetable base?
I think what Maddie is angling at, if I may ask.
What meat are we eating?
That's what I thought he's going to say.
With the spuds.
Bacon.
No. Like, I know the bacon's inside the spuds in tiny little cubes, but what about, like, the meat next to the actual spuds?
No, you just get a jack of potato. That is the meal.
Oh, well, that's not a
you
hearty meal.
You get two, though.
It could be quite good. So it's something that you get at, like, a country fair or something, isn't it? From one of those vans.
Go to the market and pick the biggest spuds I can find.
But then you hollow them all out anyway.
No, you don't hollow them out. Have you ever had one before?
You cut an X in the potato.
You cut it in an X and then it folds out and then you put all the stuffings inside.
I actually don't mind that as a meal.
Thank you, Krivo.
Well, I can't wait. Are you picking me up?
Well, how am I going to cook and pick you up
at
the same time?
I have a kitten now, so I can't leave him for long periods of time.
Well, you can just come. You all have to come with me. I'll pick you up at 5:30.
Well, I think it might need to be a bit later.
No.
Well, what time will dinner be served?
I don't know, an hour later.
And what time will you drop me home?
You
find your own way home?
I'll lend you one of my bikes.
I don't think I can make it, though. I'm sorry.
It's not, how long would the bike ride take from yours to Maddie's?
Less than, like, 7 minutes.
I'm hearing all about you and less about me.
Why do I? I'm cooking you. You can find your own way there, thanks.
I don't think I'll be able to make
Crevo,
it.
Crevo, does he not, do you ever pick him up when he comes around for dinner?
I have done, yeah.
I pay you for lifts. You can get come and get me.
Actually, you did pay me last week.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I paid you $80.
Yeah. Well, we did go out to Whoop Whoop.
Only $20 worth of petrol, that was. Maybe $18.
Oh, I know.
You earned it. And you got me lunch yesterday. You're still 30 bucks ahead.
Anyway.
Enjoy the podcast.
My God. Enjoy.
Can we go now?
Shut up, I'm having fun.
The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Yeah, dude. Feel this.
The Novos, Jay, Buddy, and Crevo.
What else?
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
What's your dream car?
Well, I'd probably buy another Valiant.
You're living in the memories there, Michelle. You had some fun in that car, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Makes the world go.
Good morning, team.
Good morning indeed.
You're right, Jade. Bull in the China shop.
Come on. I don't know what it is. I think I need new headphones.
You need a minute?
Because they keep going in and out all the time.
Well, you have purchased two separate sets of headphones in the last year, but you're using your really old ones still.
No, I think it just might be the desk.
It could be either or.
How was your night, guys? Crevo, dinner last night, of course, for your birthday.
Yeah,
really fancy.
Went to Signal Box, which is awesome. Ooh. Really,
that's
good
in
little,
town.
Yeah, really good spot down near the water there. It was really nice.
What did you have?
Multiple courses, according to your Instagram post.
Actually, we just had all starters.
Oh.
We'll have most of the starters. And that was so good because they were like little plates. Got to try some stuff. Had some scallops, prawns.
Well, yesterday on the show, Jade claimed that they wear those really big chef hats at Signal Box. Can you confirm or deny? Were they wearing the really big chef hats?
I had a look because I was like, oh, Jade's going to want an answer to this. Not a hat inside.
Oh, good.
Really? Yeah.
But they're all, you know, they're all professionally dressed as chefs.
Yeah.
But, you know, they didn't have the hats.
I like the hats.
So tasty.
Jade fell asleep at my house yesterday afternoon.
She did.
Over on the couch.
What time did you leave this morning for work altogether, was it?
No, she left. But do you know what I found really strange?
What?
On the way to work this morning, she's telling me a story about when she left, right? Jade's like, I was chatting to all of your neighbours in the lift. You have really nice people in your apartment building. And I thought, are you pretending to live in my building?
Well, I was almost going to offer one of the guys in your lift a lift because he was like, oh... I was like, oh, where are you going? He's like, oh, he's like, I'm going to go get some dinner. And he told me where. I said, oh my God, they do an amazing chicken pad thai.
Did you charge him?
No. Oh. And then we're walking out the same way.
Jade's chariot.
And I was this close to offering him a lift. And then I was like, oh, he probably wants to walk. Otherwise, he would have driven.
I'll take you there for $5.
He was a nice fellow. You've got some lovely people in your building.
There you go.
Stop pretending you live there.
I know. I can't help it. Well, I already have the keys.
Yeah,
that's so true. Guys, up next, there's been a couple of stories come across the desk revolving around nudity.
Ooh.
So next we're doing Nude News.
Okay.
A bit of a special edition here on
the show. I love Nude News.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And it's time for Nude News.
Yeah, a couple of stories came across the desk yesterday. I thought, look, this is the
You don't have a desk. What are you talking about?
What do you say that I'm sitting at?
That tiny little slither of a side desk.
Look, not everyone has a huge, big, robust mahogany desk like you doesn't mean that this isn't a desk as well, you know.
So you're not compensating for something, okay?
Well, no.
Well, it would appear that you would be with a nice big mahogany desk.
I've got a small desk, and it works just fine. It's not the size of the desk, it's how you use it.
Okay.
That's what I say.
You can tell yourself that.
All right, so first nude story comes from the UK, where this lady, she moved out to the country thinking, I'm going to have the quiet life, you know, escape to the country vibes, bought beautiful old house.
Hedges. There's nothing like a country house in London country.
Well, England maybe. London being the city, probably not.
Well, there's
right?
outskirts of
London. Oh, that's true. Okay. All right. Countryside in England, right? Anyway, she moves in and just a few months later, her neighbours build like an extension on their house. And she thinks, oh, that's nice. They're getting things renovated. Unfortunately, her basically living room and dining room looks directly into this new extension where they have basically a big window looking straight into the shower, and apparently the neighbours are always showering in there, no curtains, nothing, just flashing her all day long.
Oof.
Oh. So she's been forced, she says, to move out and sell because she can't look at her neighbours showering nude all the time anymore.
I wonder if she went over there and knocked and said, hey, could you get a curtain or something or a hedge? There's nothing stopping her from putting up some sort of screening plant.
You would think so. So you do wonder, like, how much of her moving to the country was a regretted decision. You know, some people think, oh, it'll be all cups of tea with the neighbours, and when they get there, it's like you have to wear gumboots all the time and fix fences.
I'm onto her. She secretly, yep, she's over it, like you said, yeah. Wants to move back to the city life. But she's trying to, like, entice the perverts to move into her house and buy the place.
I didn't think of that, but that's definitely a possibility, right? Okay, let's move along to story number two, a little bit more local, in Melbourne, right? So, essentially, this Belgian film is being released here as part of, like, a tour. They're trying to sell the movies overseas. This film is a big classic over in Belgium, so it's very famous there. And it's about this person who lives at a nudist colony, right? His parents set up this nudist colony, and then he, the son, has to sort of take over for a while they go away.
Right.
But to try and, I don't know if it's to sell tickets or to increase the experience, they're telling everyone to come along to the movie with a towel and then strip down once they enter the cinema and watch the movie nude.
There's an experience. I'd go to that.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would not.
Oh, no, I actually would. Crevo, why are you so shocked? I feel like you'd be into this kind of thing.
No, not really.
Like, nude on the farm, you know?
Maddie, nude kind on the farm. You couldn't do it.
I think I could.
Really? No.
Yeah, absolutely. I
cinema
would.
Full of strangers.
I've said to you before,
lay down the towel.
Let's go to a nude beach, and you're like, ah.
Very different, because at least in a cinema,
you're in the dark.
Lights go down.
Mm. Well, that's not... I really you embracing could, nudity, is it?
You can still see the person next to you, can't you?
Look at you, Jade.
What?
So Jade was in a nude calendar once, Maddie from the newsroom, and she thinks that she's in charge of all nude people now.
I see. I mean, I can understand that, right? Do a nude calendar once. But I agree with you, Maddie. It's such a different vibe. Like,
absolutely.
Between, like, a nudist colony and then going to a beach, you know? Yeah.
You're just spread out in the sun for all to see, right? You can tuck things away sitting down.
Before we wrap this up, I've got to talk about a plot line because they talk about this in the film, right? One of the main parts of the film is, so this son is running the nudist colony while his parents are away, and the big plot line is he can't find his hammer. Which makes you wonder, is that, what kind of story is that, firstly? And secondly, is that a euphemism?
I think it might be. Europeans, they're just so chill, aren't they?
They've got a very different sort of attitude to the whole nudity thing.
Yeah.
They're lax in a lot of ways. That's why I like Europe.
Are you going to move there one day?
Who knows? Maybe.
Maybe. All right.
All right.
That's a wrap on nude news.
Absolutely.
You
thank you, Crevo. I did enjoy it. Thank you.
But it's lads versus lasses, Maddie.
It is. Up next, Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game, guys. We need one guy, one girl. On offer today, we have a four-pack of new FM wine for the winner. Two red and two white.
You've been living life.
If you want those, give us a call right now, 13109. Can we do a leaderboard check, please? Lads are still ahead. 31 to 29.
Oh, we're doing well.
Couple ahead. If you want to play, we'll take
your
calls.
Come on, girls. We've got this.
After this.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads.
versus lesses.
You have a guy versus girl in Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes. It's a year-long competition. Currently, the lads are leading on 31 gold stars on our tally board versus 29 for the lasses. On offer today for the winner, guys, we have a fantastic new FM wine pack, which is filled with lots of wine, basically. We still need a lass, though, on 13 10 09, guys.
Right now, we're going to Harry Speck. He's 18. He works in plumbing. He's a skateboarder, which is pretty sick. He has his current whip is a Nissan Navara, but his dream car is a Toyota Land Cruiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I like a Nissan Navara. I used to have to drive one as a promotion vehicle for one of my old stations.
Yeah.
They're sick, man.
Hey,
do
Harry.
You ever take it out, like, you know, mudsliding and stuff?
Oh, mine's pretty old. It's 2002, so I don't do much in it.
Was it your dream car, Harry, when you were, like, a teenager? Well, you still are a teenager, but, you know, your first car?
Was that my dream car?
Yeah, yeah. Was it like, your first dream car?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just a work car.
All right, Harry. Let's go to your first question, dude. What's the name of Kim and Kanye's firstborn child?
Is it Storm?
No. Good guess, though. That was, I think, a bit of a prosy for, what was old mate's name? Donald Trump? Yeah.
Totally different.
Okay, Toadie is a character on which Aussie TV show?
Toadie.
Yeah.
Toadie.
Toadie. Is a character on which Aussie TV show?
Oh, I got no idea.
That's right. Neighbours. All right.
Also, it's Kylie Jenner's child, Stormy.
Oh,
not Donald Trump's prostitute.
Okay. Question number three. The company MAC is most famous for making what? Is it A, shampoo, B, wax, or C, makeup?
Makeup.
Correct.
Oh, nice. One on the board.
Not too bad, Harry. Hold the line, man.
All right, it's time to meet Jess up next. She's 21 years of age. She's from Thornton. Is a traffic controller. And if there was a movie about herself, she'd want it to be played by Rebel Wilson. It's the comedy, isn't it, that you like about her?
Yeah, she's just funny.
Yeah, she is. She's got heaps of good movies out.
You're the second traffic controller that we've spoken to this week being a chick. It's like we're taking it over the roads. It's sick.
I feel like there are more female traffic controllers than men, right, Jess?
I think when I started, there was probably more men, but now it's pretty even, I think.
One of the only industries in the country that has fair representation on both sides.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
All right, you need two to walk away with the win today, Jess. Here we go.
All right, question number one for you. Hino is a famous brand known for making what?
You might... Yes!
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
good job.
All right, question number two.
For the win.
In skateboarding, what is the axle thing that holds the wheels on called?
I have no idea.
Skateboard. Okay.
No, it's the trucks.
Oh.
All right, question number three. What is the name of the ute being built by Tesla right now? Crazy looking thing.
I also have no idea.
It's a Cybertruck.
You know what this means?
Oh my gosh. You are now tied, and we are going to play a tiebreaker.
How to pick a winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, Jess, we are in a tiebreaker situation right now. Heads or tails, if you land on yours, you win the prize today. What do you want?
Tails never fails.
All right.
Spin that coin, Jade. Here we go.
Oh, it's heads.
No.
Harry
wins.
Let's.
Good job, Harry.
What
walking
a
away with the wine, man. Good job.
Well done,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Oh, look at that. Yes.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the world go.
Guys, Ronda Rousey is pregnant. They've just announced the news this morning. So she's expecting her first baby with her husband, Travis Brown. She's like, I can't hide it anymore. And she has a big old belly. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
I'm
cool.
sad, though, because I really wanted to see her have another fight and take out the win. I was very disappointed in her last match.
Well, she's just making so much from Hollywood. She's going, why bother?
You know what? She has a gaming channel. She actually spends a lot of time gaming from home.
I think she's just worked out, like, why should I go get myself absolutely pummeled in the UFC when I can make double the money at home?
Well, true.
Like, why would you?
I'd like to see her do a WWE show, though, as
Does your husband find her hot, Jade?
I don't know.
Do you find her attractive, Crevo?
I think she's a very beautiful girl, yeah.
Oh, so there we go.
Yeah, okay,
like,
so...
But not, like, not my type, but
her UFC career's over now. As a parent, you wouldn't... If you have a child, you wouldn't get back into UFC, right?
You wouldn't think so.
No, I think those days are done for her. Yeah,
but I think she's, like, developed a new career. Like, she's done what a lot of people aren't able to do, which is parlay sports into, like, Hollywood and entertainment.
Do you know what? She has a couple of... So she has her personal Instagram account... But then it's called, because she's married to Travis Brown, it's called the Brown, I think it's like the Brown Farm on Instagram. And they have a self-sufficient farm. That's what they live on. So she posts like stuff about her farm.
That's
and,
cool.
Yeah, and everything like on the grid, like they raise the cows, they have a butcher that comes out and, you
they
know, they everything is self-sufficient on their farm. It's actually really quite fascinating to watch if you're into that thing.
He has a really nice beard. Travis Brown, really good.
Like a really good beard.
That's all I've got to add.
But guys, we want to know on 131009, have you had a big money find? Have you found a stash of cash or maybe someone you know? Because this little kid over in the UK, he was just hitting buttons on the ATM, like as you do, because it's pretty fun when you're a kid pretending to withdraw money from an ATM. And then it spat out $700.
Well, remember that time you found $50 when you were hunting pine cones in Williamtown?
Right. I did. So, yeah, if you've ever found, you've ever scored some cash or you found a big stash of cash, 131009, because we think it happens more than not.
Look, any decent amount. I don't want somebody saying they found $10. I want somebody who's like a couple $100.
Maybe. Nah, 10 is okay.
Oh, I thought it was a big stash of cash.
Big money finds. Have you found a heap of cash? We'll take your best stories next on 131009.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And on 131009, guys, we were asking you for your big money find stories.
This is because a UK boy was basically pleasantly surprised when an ATM spat out $700 cash after he pushed a few buttons on the ATM pretending that he was going to withdraw some cash. He was only 11, little old Jack, and he did the right thing. He took the cash back into the shop where the ATM was located and alerted the boss and the authorities. And I was thinking, geez, you're a good boy.
You'd take it.
I don't know. It's a dicey one, isn't it? I think you'd... Oh, I don't know. I'd probably do the right thing, but I sort of get off on the thought of keeping the $700 and then 6 months later, no one contacts me and then I can spend it.
So that's what your plan would be? Just keep it in your wallet?
Yeah.
Deep down. What about you, Maddie? Your plan, just before we go to the calls?
Well, I mean, these days... ATMs have cameras on them, Jade, so it's very easy to find you if you take the money.
Maybe the camera was broken.
Well, that's the risk you take, I guess.
It's assuming a lot.
Have you found a lot of money before?
No, never, which is very disappointing.
Do you know what? Okay, so if you find a wallet, I'm a big believer you should give all of the money back.
100%.
Oh, if there's an ID in
there.
But if there's no ID, I think it's fair game. Like, finders keepers.
Cash on the ground.
Well, that's... You know what?
Well,
no
ID,
absolutely.
In there. You know, if you're going to hand it in to the security guard, he's just going to get to keep it.
Well, yeah. Well, to the police, though.
The problem is you, Jade, would get so angry if you called the owner up. Say there's, like, for example, $5,000 in this wallet. Mm. And if they didn't give you anything as a reward for calling, I think you'd be pretty upset, right?
It depends. If there was $1,000 in the wallet, I'd be like, oh, a cheeky 50 would be nice.
Hey, let's go to Greg this morning. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yourself?
Yeah, yeah, going well, man. Good. What was your big money find and how much?
We install and repair ATMs, and we went up to decommission an ATM, got it back to the warehouse, and opened it up and found that there was $1,400 in the rejected note bin. The customer wasn't aware that there was a rejected note, and they had it decommissioned because they thought that it was giving customers extra money.
Right.
So did you get to keep it or did you have to give it back?
No, we do the work for another company, so I got all the employees together and we counted it all together in front of our cameras just to make sure that it was all legit, and then passed it on to our company, and they passed it on back to the customer.
Oh, that's nice.
At least the customer got their cash back. Yeah. That's a good story.
That
what
is.
An interesting job, though, working on ATMs.
Yeah, these ones, that there's two types of ATMs, one that the customer put their own money in and one that is someone else's money, bank's money, and this one was the customer's own money, so they were glad to get their money back.
Just out of interest, how much is one of those, like an own money one?
I don't know, we just do the install for another company.
So,
do the work.
Greg, are they mostly in like convenience stores and the like, those customer-owned ATMs?
Yeah, they can be. This one was in a supermarket, but it was up in the snowfield, so probably not as much use as the other machine.
Yeah, right. How interesting.
That is quite fascinating.
Yes, Greg. Very interesting. Appreciate your call. I love it. I'll load it up next, Karevo.
Yeah, that's right. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics, and we'll crack into it in just a minute.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Karevo.
I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics, guys. And it can be anything. It can be news. It can be just a thought. Whatever it is, just need to basically pick an opinion, no fence sitting. Today's topic, flying under the radar. Love it all over.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I love the idea of it, but I've never been able to do it.
Never been able to pull it off?
No.
You're just too well known, Jade. That's
basically
the problem. What about you, Maddie?
I loathe it.
Yeah?
I mean, there's nothing worse than not having an opinion on something, and there's nothing worse than, like, weaseling your way out of things.
Yeah, just by not being known?
Mm.
Well, this is an amazing story, guys.
Well, it depends. What's the context?
So this,
I mean, at work or in general or in life?
I'm just talking about in life, but you got to hear this, right? This guy, I was working in a hospital in Italy, right? And he figured out if he just started skipping work, people weren't noticing, and he was able to get his full pay. He ended up not working a single day in 15 years.
Wow.
And collecting almost $1 million in payments over that time.
How could people not know? That is insane. That is someone who can just... That, you know what, makes me feel sorry for the guy because no one actually cares that he even exists, really.
Hey, he's all right.
Yeah, he did all right. 15 years of just chilling out.
You have to pay it back, though.
I don't know what the situation will, because all the investigation is being focused on his 6 different managers who didn't notice. Like,
yeah.
They're the ones probably who are really going to get in trouble. He'll probably just get fired. Like, if you just didn't turn up and they didn't notice, whose fault is it really?
I don't know about you, but I reckon he's at peace with that.
100%. Getting fired. If he just gets fired and walks away with almost $1 million in salary.
Imagine if he asked for, like, a going away cake or, like, a party. Like
a Rolex. I've been here 15 years.
Nuts.
I need long service leave.
Oh, yeah. The long service leave probably clicked in.
Yeah, absolutely. Now he can take 3 months off.
What was his job, sorry, again?
I didn't say. He just said it worked at a hospital. I'd say they're trying to keep this, like, information
secret,
under wraps.
Like, hospitals are such transient places.
That's
different,
right.
Shifts, different kind of people coming in and out, interns and the like, doctors, nurses.
You hardly would know who's
ambulance officers.
Yeah, but wouldn't they have his name on, if it's on the roster, they'd be like, where is he?
I don't know, they just get used to him not being there and, yeah. How about that? What an incredible story.
Maybe, like, a glitch in the system.
Yeah,
like,
or
who knows?
Or they just didn't ever notice. Incredible.
Good stuff. Wow, 6:58 at New FM. Coming up before 8 o'clock today, guys, birthday lotto is worth $400 today. Yes. Stand by for that at New FM. Good morning. New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Clevo.
I'd like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Clevo.
What else? What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You can dream, that's okay. It's not my fault you're unhappy in your marriage.
Is that what deep down is happening here? You wish Maddie was straight so you guys could date.
A bit of wishful thinking, manifestation.
Yeah, okay, look, it's all about me, okay?
This is The
Novos. New FM. That makes
the
world
go. The other day, we had an interview with Glenn from Birds of Tokyo.
That's right.
Really nice
chatting
guy.
To him on the phone. Anyway, Jade picks up the phone after the interview and starts chatting to him, like, after we're off air. And I had no idea up until this point how flirty you get with rock stars. I've just pieced all the pieces of the puzzle together this week. I reckon every single rock musician we've ever spoken to, you flirt with them off the air. Also footballers.
Okay. All right. Well, where's your evidence?
Do you tend to agree, Crevo?
Okay. The only one that comes to mind, and it's not really a rock star, is Conrad Sewell. Do you remember when he came in?
Yes. I wasn't flirting.
Yes, you were.
No, I wasn't.
There was a lot of, like, arm around him, and I'll look forward to seeing you next
time. I can't help it if he wanted to touch me.
I get it, Jade, all right? Like, I do get it. You're married to a rock musician.
Yeah, it just, you can't help it.
But you're married. You're married.
I know I'm married. I've never played up in my life.
Do you know what? I always flirt with tradies. Yeah. That's my
thing. That's your one, right?
That's my thing. What's yours, Crevo? What profession do you flirt with?
I don't know. It has to be, like, intellectual in some
That's
way.
That's not a profession.
That's
okay.
Not
come
a
on.
Profession.
Well, fiancé is an accountant. So if I had a sexy
I love how careful Crevo always tiptoes around.
Fence-sitter.
Any profession with a good high university education I might flirt with. There you go.
Maddie from the newsroom, do you have a profession that you like to flirt with?
Probably musicians, yeah.
Musos, all
yeah,
right.
They come in.
Jackson, your turn.
I was always very friendly when I worked at a servo to the fighter pilots.
Oh, yes, yeah. The Defence Force.
In the uniform, yes. Was it?
Yeah. 13:10:09, good what choice. We're doing next, guys. Which profession do you flirt with? Maybe it's your doctor.
Oh, yeah, that's a
maybe
possible.
It's okay, your local 7-Eleven worker. I don't know. Anything take counts. We'll give you a great prize if you've got a good one this morning.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we are asking you, which profession do you like to flirt with?
You're looking great like a super hunk. I'm pansexual, so
we should be sexual. Now, the other day we spoke to Glenn from Birds of Tokyo, and off the air after the interview, Jade, like, was chatting to him for another 5 minutes and just asking him all sorts of different questions. Her tone of voice changes. She's twirling her hair in her finger.
Maddie and I were looking at each other like,
are we even here? Like,
what's going on here? Do you guys want us to leave?
I was just having a nice chat to a down-to-earth person. It's a big change, in my life.
I've tracked some audio down from that call, Jade.
Yeah.
Now, this is Jade off the air talking to Glenn from Birds of Tokyo about baby names and why he chose the name that he did for his kid.
Yeah, like not so much your child. What's their name?
Piper.
Piper, that's a cool name. Were you a fan of Home and Away? Was it Piper on Home and Away? Back in
no,
the day?
No, like I've been asked if it was Piper from Home and Away or Piper from Charm.
Hey, is it Piper from Home and Away?
That's a cool name.
You know what? Sorry for being nice to a fellow human being and for taking interest.
Oh, don't be offended, Jay.
We all do it. You like to flirt with rock musicians.
Yeah, we'll get it. It's okay.
I love my husband, though.
That's all right. You've always said you can look but you can't touch.
That's
isn't
true.
It?
Now, Crevo, if you haven't finished uni, don't even bother flirting with him. He won't flirt with you. I like a tradie. Jackson likes a Defence Force member. You're with Maddie, Jade. She likes musos as well. Yeah.
Something about them, hey, Maddie.
Yeah, I mean, oh,
sheet and
her
cake.
Face
sorry.
Is filled with cake right now. Let's go to the phones. Bruce is first up this morning. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, guys. How you go?
Going
good.
Well, Bruce. Which profession do you flirt with?
Oh, I flirt with them all, I'll tell you.
I've got a lot of real estates I deal with. When I ring them or they ring me, I say to them, oh, that's such a lovely voice. What are you doing today?
Hey, Bruce, do they call you a creep ever?
No, no. They all know who I am now, and they say, oh, how you going, Bruce?
Oh, so you're just flirting to make your work day a bit easier? Do they sort of push things through for you?
Yeah, they push things through. If I rang you, Jade, and I didn't know you, and you start talking to me, I'd say, oh, that's a lovely voice on a day like today, Jade.
Okay, let's do a fake
conversation.
Let's do a fake conversation, okay? So let's just say you're calling up the radio station to win a prize, and Jade answers. Go on, Jade.
Okay, 105.3 New FM, this is Jade.
Oh, hello, Jade. That's a beautiful voice on a day like today. What are you up to today?
Oh, hey, Bruce. Well, I'm just in the studio here looking out the window wishing I was outside, but tell me, what are you doing?
Oh, if you wanted to come out, you could help me today. That'd be absolutely beautiful.
Oh, help you do what, Bruce? What are you up to?
Handyman work and all that sort of thing, and then we could go and have a coffee afterwards.
Oh, well, look, I do love a tool belt and a handyman, but I am married, but you know what? You've got these tickets to Birds of Tokyo. They're all yours.
You know, Bruce, I've got to say, mate, it didn't do anything for me. And second of all, when has this actually worked for you? When have you sealed a deal, Bruce? Not just get, like, an everyday thing pushed through.
Oh, I get lots of deals sealed for me. Like, you know, like, there's all sorts of things that, you know, places I ring up. And if a girl answers, you know, I get there and I'll do that.
Well, good on you, Bruce.
You're making it happen.
Good on you. I like you. You know what? People, that might be sleazy to some people. It's actually just being nice.
No, it's not. No, it's being real sleazy.
Look, when Jade was listening, when he first said that, Jade couldn't help but smile.
Yeah, it's
the
true.
The compliments work.
I'm happy to be on this island. Shazza, hello. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you guys, the Newcastle Novos?
Oh, good, Shazza. Were you turned on by Bruce just before?
Was I?
Yeah, well, he's got the moves, apparently.
Well, he's got the moves, and, perhaps...
Shazza!
A little bit, all right.
There you go.
Maybe something's wrong with me.
Well, maybe that's why you're still single. But, Shazza, which profession do you flirt with?
I really like firefighters because they're men of danger.
My mum's into firefighters as well. In fact, she pretended, get this, Shazza, to need her batteries changed in the smoke alarm. You can call the fire brigade out and they'll do that.
Really?
The guy, the fiery comes out. 12 years later, they are still together. She turned that situation into a long-term relationship.
Oh, my God. Hang on. I'm getting off the phone. I need to make a couple of phone calls then.
Good work, Shazza.
Good on you, Shazza.
Thank you.
All my smoke alarm batteries have run out.
I didn't know they did that.
Shazza, we came out to your house last week.
How's your day, darling? Do you want to come over? Yeah, good right. stuff. What's the goss up next,
that
Jackson?
That it is. Jackson, what's hello. On the way?
So James Corden's pitching a new project to Oprah, and also, too, I don't know if you were a fan of How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm. I liked it back
sort
in
of.
The day.
Yeah, there's a bit of news around that. It could be coming back in a way.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
You yourself, your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Jackson, what do we got today? What's going on?
Let's start with How I Met Your Mother. Yes. So, this show was so popular. I think I was the only one in high school that didn't get into it.
I liked it back in the day.
Yeah, people froth over it. Anyway, it's being rebooted. It's the latest to get a reincarnation, but it's going to be How I Met Your Father, and it's going to be starring Hilary Duff.
Oh, I love Hilary Duff.
Suddenly you got Jade's attention.
Yeah.
You know what? There are no fresh ideas anymore, are there? People always copying ideas.
Yeah.
At least they've like bothered to put a different spin on it, though.
That's true. I think the reason why it was successful was it was kind of a fresh idea originally. No story had been told that way.
Well, every hit sitcom's always going to be a fresh idea because it's so popular. No one's ever watched it before.
But it seems like Family Guy and American Dad. It's the exact same characters, just switched.
Well, that's true.
Like everything's the same. Hilary Duff, of course, not doing Lizzie McGuire revival. That's been
Look, at least she's found something.
Yeah, I love Hilary. I'm excited.
10 episodes have been ordered, so it's going to be on Hulu. She's just had a new baby as well. So look,
excellent.
I'm surprised there's not more Hilarys in the world, like people naming their child after Hilary Duff.
I'm not.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Hillary's a terrible name.
Bit of a dud name.
Actually, last time I said her name was terrible, I got like 10 complaints. Hillary's a great name.
Really?
I'll stick by it. At me, that's fine. Complain about me. People do all the time. Hillary's an absolute shit-ass name. Anyway, moving on to Oprah. So James Corden is pitching a new project to him, and it's all based around Pharrell's new hotel, The Good Time in Miami. Have you seen this?
No.
Pretty cool. So he's going into the hotel business. And James Corden has called Oprah on his show and pitched an hotel.
Is that Oprah?
It's Oprah.
Oprah, it's James Corden. We think we've had an idea that could make you billions of dollars. And we think you should launch a range of hotels.
What?
And the room service menu is like my favorite things.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there would be truffle served with every room service menu.
Exactly.
With eggs, truffles with your french fries.
I'd stay at an Oprah Winfrey hotel.
An hotel. I actually like it.
100%.
It also sounds like, if you think about it, like saying hotel with a Cockney accent.
Hotel.
I've gone down the hotel.
That's true. She'd be super accommodating. She'd have a little backdoor access.
You think
so? For your own Gale to sneak in.
You will for that. But I reckon Oprah would build the thing on the cheap, for sure.
You know what she'd do? Instead of having chocolate mints on the pillow, she'd have little affirmations that you open up.
Yeah, no thanks.
That's true. Could you imagine a James Corden hotel, though? How gross. The elevators would smell like fart.
No,
there'd be stains
wouldn't.
On the bed.
Hating on James Corden.
The only show available on, like, the TV is Cats.
Yeah, the Razzie Award-winning film Cats just playing everywhere.
And you have to do karaoke to get into your room. It'd be like Face ID when you're drunk. Never works.
Just saying, though, I have Googled up the Good Times Hotel by Pharrell Williams. It looks so cool.
Yeah, I trust him to make a great hotel.
It's pimp.
James Corden, it's a no.
Yeah, very classy. I'd like to stay there at Miami Beach.
Wow, there we go. Thank you, Jackson.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
On New FM.
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. What makes the world
go? Jade, you're renovating your bathroom, doll.
Yeah, what's happening
to
there?
To a degree.
Doing it yourself, DIY.
Well, okay, so we have two bathrooms in our place. The one inside the home, that one we'll probably get it. We're going to get a professional to really help renovate that one because there needs to be a lot of sort of physical changes. The second bathroom, which is sort of slash a laundry, Ben and I are going to just do that one ourselves because we don't have to really move too much plumbing or anything like that. It's quite simple.
Oh, so I was under the impression that you were doing your main bathroom.
That was what I thought.
Oh.
You let us down that garden path for a week.
You said there was going to be twin showers and a chair.
Oh, well, that's the dream.
Stuff.
That's the plan, what we're going to do. But that's going to be done by a professional. Like, our second bathroom, which is sort of slash the laundry, it's sort of a two-in-one, that, like, down the track, Ben and I want to do some serious home renovation, so we don't, like, chances are that's going to get knocked down. So we just want to do a few cosmetic things just to make it a little bit more
presentable.
Get you
through another 30 years before you decide to add that extra level.
Exactly, yes.
Right?
Exactly. So it seems quite easy, really, like, because we've tiled before and we love tiling. I think if I was ever going to become a tradie, I'd become a tiler because I find it just, it's really soothing to do.
Wow.
So, so we started sort of like chipping away at things, like removing tiles and just seeing what we've got to work with. But we've gone tile shopping recently and didn't we have our first renovation drama with the tiles. we had to go to three different, I guess, I don't really want to name the place, but three different
shops,
I guess, where you can buy tiles. And
tile shops.
It was next level. Well, it wasn't a tile shop, but I'll tell you more about what happened, because we had to do two or three trips to different places.
Oh, Cunning's Warehouse.
And it was an absolute nightmare. But I have a tip, though, that I think a lot of people are going to find handy when it comes to renovating their bathrooms, which I've learnt already.
Also, apologies to any tilers out there. Jade just said your job is easy. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's very complicated.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creepo.
Now, Jade's had some issues buying some tiles for her upcoming bathroom renovation. Now, I don't have like a renovation opener. What I do have,
yeah,
and I think it's probably a little more fitting, is the Karen opener.
Hi, my name is Karen.
Well, I'm not a Karen, I swear.
That's
but
what they all say.
Yeah, they
okay,
all claim that.
So, starting to do a basic reno on my laundry / shower. Went to a particular hardware store, and Ben and I were looking for ideas,
yeah,
and we found this beautiful geometric tile. And we're like, you know what? That would look amazing on the bottom of the shower.
Oh, like a little feature tile
there. Yeah. Yeah, cool. And the good thing is that it was per sheet only $3.75. So it was actually a discontinued line. And it was a bargain because they're a really, really nice tile. So Ben and I are standing there and we're working out the measurements for how many we need.
Yeah.
So he works it out and there was only 6 sheets available. And I said, look, let me call another store. So I called another store at Waller's End and they're like, oh, yeah, we've got like, you know, another like 10 or 11. We're like, okay, we'll come over, I'll set them aside.
So where are you at this point?
Katara.
Okay.
So we've driven from Katara to Wall's End.
Yep.
And then we get there and we're looking at the tiles because we got them to put aside the black and the white just so we could
see which one we
wanted. We'd bought white at Katara, so we're like, look, let's just stick to the shiny gloss geometric tile. So we ended up buying another 4 sheets, but we still needed more. So I'm like, righto, I'll call Glendale. So I'm there calling Glendale, like getting passed around. Like I was on like hold for like 10 minutes before they found someone who would help me. They're like, oh yeah, we've got 17 sheets. We're like, perfect. So we go over to Glendale now. We buy the sheets, they've got 2 boxes worth of them, right? And we've looked and I'm like, oh, Benny, these ones are a matte. The other 2 shops only had the gloss. I said, would it make more sense to have a matte tile instead of a gloss? So anyway, he's like, oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah, it might get a bit slippery. So we've thought there's like 2 and a bit boxes of the matte tile. We'll just go with that. So we buy all these tiles now from Wall's End, and I was just going to return the other ones that we'd bought. So anyway, we get home and I say, let's lay them out and have a look and make sure they look cool.
Good idea.
Turns out there was only like 2 mats like on top, so the rest of the boxes were actually all gloss. We couldn't believe it.
That's so good, right?
No, because we were going
to
go matte.
To swap to matte. So, this is quite a journey we're on here.
This is what it's like to go shopping with Jade, by the way. This is a perfect example, a sonic example.
Okay.
You get tricked into shopping with her all
so
the
just,
time.
So just to reset, we're going from Katara to Wall's End, yes, to Glendale.
Yes.
We started off with 6, we started off with shiny gloss tiles. We end up with matte because there was enough of what we needed, right? So now the boxes are completely mixed and we've got enough to do the shiny tile, the gloss tile, not the matte.
Do you know what you should do? Do the gloss tiles. Save yourself a whole lot of drama.
Well,
save those poor shop assistants the pain, the unnecessary pain,
well, this
and
is,
tile your bloody bathroom
this
floor
is
in gloss
thing,
tiles.
Right? So anyway, we've gotten home, we're thinking, shit, they're thinking that we're trying to steal. Because for the matte tiles, it was $5 a sheet instead of $3.75 for the gloss.
Oh,
so I was thinking, oh no, now they're going to think that we're trying to like be dodgy and like buy up all the expensive ones and say there's only gloss, like do the dodgy. So I've had to, we've had to go all the way back there. I'm like panicking on the phone to the worker.
Oh my God.
Can I just
cut it off now? Yeah. We're 5 minutes deep and I think we're done.
So anyway,
what happened?
Basically you get it. So we get there and then there's all this confusion. We've had to exchange all the tiles we bought.
The opener's running out in 10 seconds.
Go all the way through all the boxes and like we've got two other workers there sorting between the mats and the glosses. And then in the end, we end up getting enough for the gloss. So at three.
Oh my God.
It was a nightmare. So I'm just saying.
I've experienced the whole thing.
Hot tip, discontinue tiles. Great, because you can get them at a great, low, cheap bargain price. But geez.
Don't bother.
Don't.
Is what I hear. When I hear that, I go, never.
The drama behind having to go and find them, that's next level.
The money you spent going from store to store returning. I know.
You could have bought new tiles.
I know.
Oh.
But they're nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Was the whole experience and journey, was it any faster than you retelling it?
No. It was longer.
Birthday lotto up next worth $400.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
It's the easy way to get paid. Forget going to work. We've got $400 up for grabs. Very simple. Just be born in the month of March right now, and you've got a chance at it, 13-10-09.
All right, we're going to Tim from Brankston. He's a plant mechanic. He loves camping and adventure. He once got lost in Thailand on his 21st birthday after jumping on the back of a random scooter. I've done that too, Tim. Don't feel so bad.
Definitely something I won't forget. Interesting night.
I think everyone that's been to Southeast Asia has been on the back of a scooter and got lost at one point.
I haven't.
Oh, there's a treat for you for the future.
To be fair, mine was a random tuk-tuk.
Oh, okay.
I've been on a tuk-tuk.
Have you?
Yeah.
Lost?
I get too scared, though. No, I get scared that I'm going to end up in like a... what are those, like, sex trafficking rings?
Oh, scares me. Please, all right, Tim. Okay, we have
a different vibe going on.
$400 up for grabs today, mate. We're spinning the birthday balls for you. Here we go.
I can be a paranoid traveller. All right, Tim.
I can imagine. I know you.
I hope you're born on the 3rd.
I wasn't, unfortunately.
Too bad.
Sorry, Tim. Thank you. Glad we've got you back, though. Back in the country, safe and sound, and you weren't a part of some sex trafficking ring.
Yeah. Well, we're all glad for that.
Yeah, it's serious business. It's not good.
No. There's a reality show in that, like, you know, like that show Travel Guides?
Yeah.
You can do Jade's extreme cautiousness.
Yeah.
Where you just, like, come up with all these random situations of why not to do something.
Like, you never touch foreign money and, like, you lock your, you have a security everywhere you go.
Did I ever tell you about when I went to Nigeria? So, when I was an air hostess, I had to fly to Nigeria and we, in Lagos, and it's extremely dangerous over there. Not allowed to leave the hotel once we get there. And so we all decided we'd meet down in the bar and like the other crew members. And I was so scared that something might happen, like or someone would sneak into my room and wait for me to get back because it's very serious over there. Like they do break into the hotels and whatnot. So anyway, I had Pringles in my suitcase from the flight. So what I did was I laid out a whole heap of Pringles at the window, and when I was leaving my bedroom at the hotel, I put Pringles at the front door. So I knew that when I came home and if the Pringles had been stepped on or they were broken, someone had come into my room.
That is the workings and like an introduction to the mind of a crazy person.
I just say safety first.
Oh.
No one has ever done that.
Camel races up next, guys, after 8 o'clock. Your chance to win a massive prize. You and three mates off to the Hunter Valley Camel Races. We're crossing to a live camel race next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I should like to have you meet who pilots this here in our band.
There's no need for any unrestrained yelling.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else?
It tested very well with the focus groups.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Those glasses.
Oh, yeah. Oh. God, it's my
the new glasses have arrived.
Honestly, it looks a bit like you've robbed the gift bag at a children's party.
And I love it, jokes.
No joke.
The No-Gos.
New FM.
That makes the world go.
Guys, everyone wants these tickets to the Hunter Valley Camel Races happening Saturday, May 8th at the Cessnock Showgrounds. Mm-hmm. We are so excited because every day this week we are giving you the chance to win a VIP experience for you and three mates to go along to the races, food, drinks, and a whole lot of fun.
Oh, it's Camel Week!
Yeah, it is. It's going to be so much fun.
As we've done all week, we are crossing to an undisclosed secret location for a live camel race. We need two players. The winner, of course, of the race wins the tickets. If you want to play, the lines are now open on 13 10 09. So exciting.
Yeah, we'll do it up next.
Yeah.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, it's time to win yourself some incredible camel race tickets right now.
Oh my gosh.
Once you learn the camel in his particular moods, then they're good animals.
We might not be quite going where no man has gone before, but this should be properly epic.
Now I've got another camel cup under my belt, I might have to try again.
Guess what today is?
Hump day.
Oh yes, you and three mates off to the camel races for a VIP experience, food, drinks, whole lot of fun, guys. And I don't think that you'll ever go to a camel races again. Like, it's a real interesting thing, right?
Yeah, it's very rare. I've never been to one, but apparently they come around once in a while. And
we only just discovered this a couple of months ago, and we're like, we have to give away tickets on our show.
That's right.
We want to be the first to, you know, get the camels out.
Absolutely. We're crossing to our race very soon. Of course, we do need two players, guys.
Yeah, all right. We're going to player one, Krista, from Tanilba Bay. She wants to go for a girls' day out. Hey, Krista.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Do you know what three girls you take with you?
I've got two besties and probably my daughter as well.
Oh, how nice. That's cool that you take your daughter. How old's she?
She's 13.
Yeah, nice. Oh, good experience for her. all right, so we have two camels. Now, you can pick which one you want to race for you. There's Spit to Win or there's Humpty Dumpty.
I'll go Humpty Dumpty, please.
All right. Done. Locked in for Krista. Just hold the line now, please.
It is time to meet Amanda. She's from Cardiff and wants to win for her daughter for a 22nd birthday present. I'm noticing a bit of a theme here. How good is this?
Hey, Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good, Amanda.
That means you've got Spit to Win.
That's right. Good luck to you.
All right, here we go. Crossing to the race now, guys. We're just repositioning the satellite on the roof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's do it.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday Camel Races here for Jade, Maddie and Crevo's Camel Week. Two competitors here this morning as they move into the gates. It's Spit to Win and Humpty Dumpty. Into the gates. Gates are closed. Ready to race. 3, 2, 1, and they're off and racing. Spit to Win seems to be one of the quicker camels here today. In fact, there's been a lot of chatter about Spit to Win, but it's not doing so well. Suddenly, Spit to Win has completely stopped. Oh my God, it looks like it's going to do a poo. Humpty Dumpty moves quickly and takes advantage of Spit to Win's stop. Although Spit to Win is back in action, Spit to Win takes off along the outside. Humpty Dumpty has slowed down itself and is also looking around like it might stop to do its business. Spit to Win has taken advantage of this and has moved ahead. Spit to Win comes along the outside and completely down the last straight. Humpty Dumpty has stopped completely and doesn't know what to do. It's Spit to Win, the winner. This is no contest. Spit to Win wins by over 20 lengths. An absolute decimation.
Oh, Amanda, you win.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Spit to Win, you and three mates off to the camel races. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. My daughter, Courtney, will love it.
Oh, awesome. So are you going to go along with her or are you just going to let your daughter have fun with her three besties?
No, she can go with the besties. I think I want to crush her style.
Also saved you a birthday present this year as well, which is always fantastic.
Well done, Amanda.
That is so cooked, and that's exactly why I love this show.
We do stuff that's different. Mix it up. You never know what's coming up next.
That's true. And I don't think you'd see this one coming. We're talking royal baby name betting. The betting continues, I guess, some would say. So you're not going to believe this, but obviously Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, their second child is going to be born this coming July at some point. And the bookies, they're just all about the odds for baby Sussex number two. One of the names, though, believe it or not, 33-1, is Apple Pie. Now, I don't think they're going to be naming their child that, but hey, who knows?
You never know.
They've gone rogue.
There's some more pretty cooked names as well, so we'll talk about them in a sec.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
As we're talking royal baby names.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
That's right, because the bookies are loving this at the moment. I guess you love the idea of betting, but you're not into animal races, and this is great for you because you can actually bet on the name of the Sussex baby.
There's a possibility. I mean, gamble responsibly, of course.
Always. But baby Sussex number two, it's due in July, and I'm loving some of the names that are coming out at the moment and the odds for them. So I just mentioned Apple Pie is 33-1.
Well, fairly unlikely.
Unlikely, but that's still pretty high on the list.
Those odds aren't crazy. I thought you'd get like 500-1, something like that.
Well, do you want to know what's 200-1?
Yeah, go on.
Engelberta.
You know, how is that like more of like a rarity than apple pie?
I don't know.
I think they're both equally rare, to be honest, and they're just picking numbers and picking names. That's a bunch of bookies sitting around having a few drinks going, let's come up with the wildest names that will never be picked and let's make some money.
Well, you know what blows my mind? So that's 200-1. That's at the end. Jump down to the 100-1 area.
Yeah.
Thumbelina. That's up there.
That seems likely to me than apple pie.
They have said they're having a girl. Okay, so we know that
Thumbelina seems like a real shot.
Well,
unlikely, but a real shot.
Absolutely not.
Also in 100-1, flush. Now, doesn't that just bring up a whole heap of royal flush jokes?
I think you're getting tricked. This article can't be real, Jade.
You know what?
It's legit.
All of these bookies, there's so many online ones now, they all cash in on this. Because what happens is, you know, most of the time it's blokes.
Yeah.
They get on the drinks on a Friday night or on the weekend. They open up their betting app and they go, let's have some of this royal action. And they put in $5, $10 on. It's cash money, easy for the bookies.
Volkswagen, also 100-1.
There's literally only 20 female names that they would call their child. Like royal-based names, like Catherine, Diana, Eugenie, Beatrice, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Like they die.
Well, absolutely. That's why the odds on them will be terrible.
Do you know what's really pretty, which I actually don't mind? It's actually sitting at 40-1, Isadora. That's different, isn't it?
Where the wild card is
Isadora.
In this situation is with Meghan Markle, because she's a Hollywood star.
That's so
she
true.
Wants the Hollywood baby name. So there'll be like this little battle between her and Harry as to what they should call the daughter. And obviously with what's happened, I reckon she'll win out. She wins out on most things,
well,
it
that's
seems.
True.
So
she just dominates
a
that downer. Relationship. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, listen to you two. Okay, look, but in all seriousness, we'll jump up to the most popular names, which aren't like hilarious, like obviously the 100-1s. Diana. Currently sitting at 3-1, that's a favourite. 10-1, Maria. Alexandria. Rose then sits at 14-1, and Victoria is also
I
at
like
14-1.
Rose.
Rose is nice.
Rose is normally a middle name for a lot of girls here in Australia. It's always Rose or Marie.
Yeah, I don't think Rose is in much chance, though, really. I think you're right, Maddie. They're either going to go in, like, mad
traditional,
Hollywood.
Yeah, or traditional royal.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I hope they go traditional royal. Like, imagine a little Henrietta Sussex. How adorable.
Yeah, there's a downside to that, to be honest.
Oh, Henrietta, it's beautiful.
I hope they go Hollywood, because if they do, there's material for the next years for us as entertainers, you know?
I love it. Well, there we go, Jade. Yeah. Any more you want to share?
No, Jim Bobby.
Why didn't you bring
bring that one up. That's my favourite.
That's hyphenated as well.
That would be the ultimate FU to the Royals.
I don't think we're going to beat that, so let's leave it there. This
new FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
What else? What else?
On UFM.
This is a place for crazy people.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. That makes the
world go. 105 minutes commercial freeze coming up next with Jackson.
Good morning. Sia.
Oh, yes.
And Chandelier. She's disappeared.
Classic behind that wig.
Yeah, I know.
She'll come back out for new hit.
One day. Linkin Park.
Great song.
Is in there as well. And Joel Corey, Eminy K's Head and Heart.
You know what? I know this got flogged on the radio.
Mm.
Didn't really need much of a break for me. So happy to hear this.
Good vibe, right?
Yeah,
it definitely is.
Turn it up.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jackson.
Turn it up. Right up.
Up next, guys, interesting story from my friend. I was looking through Facebook and he put up this post. He's been having trouble sleeping of recent and he was prescribed some sleeping tablets, right? Now, he'd never taken these before, but he did and he woke up. This is what it says. I woke up in the driver's seat.
Oh, my God.
Of his car.
That is scary. That's one of my worst nightmares. Imagine that.
Just so scary. He was like, what?
Did he leave?
Well, he just got out of the... Like, he was... No, he didn't drive anywhere. He woke up in the moment. He was sitting in the car, like, ready to drive. And that got me thinking, because I've heard stories of this, of people that have had strange experiences when taking sleeping tablets. Mm. Like, now, 131009, if you've got a story like this... Keep them light and bright. That's what we're after. Have you had a bizarre experience while taking sleeping tablets?
Well, it'd be interesting for sleepwalkers who may have had to take them in the past for whatever reason.
Mm.
That would be an interesting mix.
Because it can be a pain issue, it can be insomnia.
Man, he's lucky to be alive, real talk. That could have ended so badly.
If he drove somewhere while sleeping, what?
You'd have to ask someone to hide the keys.
Or something like that. 131009, have you had a weird experience with sleeping tablets?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
In 131009 this morning, we're asking for your bizarre sleeping pill experience.
Yeah, see, I didn't really know this was a thing, but then my friend put up this post on Facebook saying he woke up behind the wheel in his car.
Man, he is lucky to be alive.
Like, which is just so scary. Oh. And I did, like, a little Google search after that. Apparently, people do have weird experiences. Some people react in a strange way.
So did he have issues sleeping just in general, did he?
I think so, yeah. And then, obviously, went to the doctor. The doctor said, you know, try some sleeping pills for a while. And this was his first time trying them. And that was his experience. I don't think he'll be doing that again.
Did he stop taking them immediately after that?
I think so, yeah. Well, this I'd just happened this tired. Week. I think he's
shocked.
Yeah, in shock after that. Very scary stuff. So, 131009, if you've got a story.
Sleeping pills are very... they're too easily prescribed.
You reckon?
I don't think they are.
No, they definitely are. My ex had... real trouble sleeping and he got them so easily and I was always a little bit worried about how it would end up and he got them so easily and I think maybe they should find something else that's a little bit more mild.
Yeah, see, my husband has issues sleeping and I've been telling him for ages, like, go get some, but the doctors are always reluctant, so maybe he had a dodgy doctor.
Possibly.
Maybe.
We're going to Paul. Good morning.
G'day, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. So have you had a bizarre experience on sleeping pills?
Oh, yeah. I didn't get them from a chemist. I got them from a neighbour.
Oh, okay.
I had trouble sleeping. And after I took them, I fell asleep into this nice deep dream about being at a beautiful musical festival concert with my missus. And we're having a real good time.
Yep, he's gone.
He's just cut off.
Don't know where he went. No. But, yeah, look, I mean...
I don't know, but, you know,
really
obviously...
Not really a bizarre experience.
No, so. But you should be only getting tablets from a doctor.
Yeah, absolutely. Prescription
not
only.
From your neighbour.
No, that's a definite no.
Absolutely. All right, guys, birthday lotto up next. We have $400 up for grabs, Crevo. We are looking for which month, please?
It has come up September.
Okay, if you were born in September, call now, 131009. You could walk away with 400 big ones today.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
$400 up for grabs today, guys. Very easy money here in Newcastle. We're looking for babies born in September. We'll spin the birthday balls for who, guys?
Robin. She's from Raymond Terrace. She's a stay-at-home mum, and she's originally from South Africa and has been in Australia for 10 years. Hey there, Robin.
Hi. How are you guys going this morning?
Good. So how'd you end up over here in Australia?
Just looking for a better, quieter life, a bit of safety. Went to New Zealand to begin with and then moved to Australia after that.
Hey, how are the family going over in South Africa? Because I know COVID's hit pretty hard over there, yeah?
Yeah, they're doing pretty all right. Actually, when COVID first started, my dad got it. But he got through it pretty fine. You could barely tell he was sick. So he's got a jacket now saying he survived COVID.
He got a jacket made. That's amazing.
That's great. All right. Well, let's win you some money. $400 for you today, Robin, if you get this ball. Here we go.
All right. I pulled out the 18th of September.
Oh, no.
What date was it?
The 22nd.
Sorry, Robin.
So close, but so far.
Jade strikes again. All right, guys. Well, enjoy your day. That's us indeed. Done for another one. What's up? What's on the agenda today, Jade?
I've got to record a podcast I'm doing, and what else?
I'm camping, getting ready for camping, so I'll be packing as fast as
I can. Yeah, and I'll probably, to be honest, I'll probably start packing too because I'm flying to Queensland on Sunday because tomorrow is our last show, everyone, for 2 weeks.
2 weeks, we got off.
I'm stuck here for another week, unfortunately. I'm taking the second week off. I just don't have enough leave. Doesn't that suck? Like, I'd love to take the 2 weeks off, but you can't have it all, right?
No, that's true. Right,
you'll have a bigger holiday later in
the year. That's right. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music is kicking off in minutes with Jeff Stern.
This Bennett. Is fresh from Bennett's, yeah.
Nice.
I don't even know what it's called. I'm not even going to bother. BB Rex as well.
Someone to you.
Someone to you. I didn't want to look stupid if I said the wrong name. People call and they're very mean to me.
Don't be mean to Jason.
Yeah, who's doing that?
A lot of people, actually. Taylor Swift as well in Wildest Dreams. I once said the Jay Giles Band instead of the Jay Giles Band, and someone rang up and they were like, you shouldn't have a job.
We're human. We make mistakes.
That's right. All right, Jackson. Enjoy. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Catch ya.